We're in Simen Tov Samach Zayin. We're up to Sif Tes. We'll be doing Tes as well as Yud. Tavshel Shen is Bashel. You have a dish that was cooked. V'nimtza bo Sa'orim Ochitim. If you find in it barley or wheat, you find some grain in it. So the halacha is, Im Nisbaku Mamish, if they actually swelled and opened up in a way that it's chametz, Hare Kol HaTavshel Oser, we Oser the entire Tavshel. V'im Lo Nisbaku Mamish, whereas if it was not Nisbakea, meaning it didn't swell up, the grain didn't swell up and open, the halacha is HaTavshel Mutter, Lefi the Machaber, the Tavshel is Mutter, you're allowed to eat the entire thing. Hagah says the Ramah Ve'ena Minikain, that is not our Minig, Ala Osrim HaKol B'mashu, we Aser the entire thing B'mashu. That means the entire Tavshel and the Kalim. Now, what is pshat in that? So the Gemara, we find in the Gemara a machlokis. At which point, when you soak a grain, at which point do we say that it becomes chametz? There's one daya that it's got to be, that if it did not yet split open, even though it swelled up, but if it didn't split open yet, it's not considered chametz. The other shita in the Gemara is that as soon as it swells up, even though it doesn't split yet, it's already considered chametz. How do we paskin? With regard to achila, be'en, we paskin le'iser. It means even though it was not nisbakeh, it only swelled, it's aser. But to aser the tavshel, which is only an iser of mashu, you have shishim keneged it. It's just one little grain in a whole chicken. So it's only the din of chametz, bepesach, bemashu, which is a din derabanan. There, the machaber is mekel, that unless it's nisbaku mamish, we wouldn't aser it. Whereas the Ramah is machmir even in the case of the taroves, meaning even in the mashu, where the entire chicken we would go in, and or the entire dish we would go in aser. Not only that, but if it falls, if some of this particular food falls into another pot with other food, we would aser the second food. We even aser the kalim. If you use the spoon to stir it, this spoon was then used to stir something else. That second tafsha would also be aser. Says the Machava, osam chit mosorim sorfin osam. And the chit mosorim we actually burn. Now, Lemaisa, within the Shitas Ramah, he didn't tell us exactly what the state of the wheat, of the grain, would have to be in order for us to aser it. Lemaisa, the poskim say that if it didn't even become soft, then you don't have to worry about it altogether. Meaning the whole Ramah is only when it's soft, but it didn't yet split open. But if it's not even soft, it's just hard grain, you do not have to worry about Echshash Chimutz. If you found three granules, three little grains within a tavshil, and they're not soft at all, we do not have to be choshish that now it's chuchzik and having grain, and there may be other grains there, and perhaps they are soft, and for all you know, they even split open already. You don't have to be choshish that. Whatever you found. Whatever you don't find, you don't have to be choshish for. Sif yud tarnegolis mevushelesh, shenim tzva pesach hita mevukas, mutur l'mochal ein Yehudi. The Mechaber holds that in a cooked chicken, where you find on Pesach a grain that swelled up and split open, you're allowed to sell it to a non-Jew. Sheninim keres yosa b'yok v'shalachit eshninzes b'socha. That's not considered that you're being nene from the chametz, because they're not paying any extra for the chametz that's in it. Hagav emdinas elu nogim lisrof hakol. Our minig is to be sorif everything. Our minig is not to rely on this. In the case of hefsid meruba ma'od, a lot of money, only there, a great loss of money, dafka there, we're mekel like the mechaber, to sell it in a way that you're not nene from the actual chametz. Then nimtzis biyom shmini shel pesach, mutra lashosa d'achra pesach, and you find it on the eighth day of Pesach, so there's nothing you can do with it on Pesach itself, because it's the eighth day, and once Pesach is over, then you're allowed to eat it. And you don't have to get it out of your house then. Why is that? Because we're talking about a tarovis mashu, we're talking about the rest of the tavshil, we're not talking about the chita itself, and therefore it's a drabanan, and then you're actually allowed to eat it. Not only that, but some say that if you find a chita bakua, if you find a chita that's vadai chametz, in the tafshil, or you find it in a hen, in a chicken, what you do is you cover it till matzah yantiv, and a matzah yantiv, you can eat the whole thing, and you have to burn the chita. So the Malkam Hefsid, you can be makel with that even on Shvi Shal Pesach, that you can eat the whole thing after Pesach itself. The Mishnah Berurah also brings down the same thing for Nosan Tam Lefgam on Pesach. For example, you accidentally used a keli that was Eino Ben Yomo. Someone accidentally took out a Chametz keli and cooked it on Pesach. So even though it's Asur on Pesach and you have to get rid of it, if this happens on Shvi or Achron Shel Pesach, you're allowed to hold on to it till afterwards. And then after Pesach, you're allowed to eat it. Not so if you have real chametz, say the case of the piece of wheat itself, or stam, you find chametz in the house on Pesach Chalila, you have to get it out of the house, even if it's Achron Shel Pesach, Shvi or Achron Shel Pesach, you have to get rid of it. If you can't get rid of it, then you just kofal of kli, you just cover it and you burn it after Pesach.